Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the man's shit. Let's go hook him up!
By my co-host Craig. What's going on, Craig?
Not much. How's it going? Is our other co-host on the line?
Apparently not yet. Apparently he's running late at everything today.
I see.
So,
had a little panic earlier today.
If you haven't figured out, Craig contacted me earlier in a big, big super panic. Wanted to know why there's no news. And luckily I was able to get a hold of the hick. Who had just popped up on the line, so let me put him on the air. What's going on, Contreras?
Nothing. What do you want?
Just to host our show that we're supposed to be hosting?
Yeah.
All I know is I got a pop-up on my Facebook thing of about 20 minutes ago calling me a dumbass.
Wasn't me.
A dumbass?
Yeah. You know those messages that go through to my phone also, don't you? You say, well, let me call this dumbass. That's why I know you're going to call me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I forgot I put that, but it sounds like something I would say.
Oh yeah, it does.
So what's going on besides being a little late on everything today?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Cool. Well, I guess we could get started. Craig, you know, I guess 2 weeks was as lucky as we were going to get for having guests on the second of shows. So I guess we're doing a regular show.
Well, and, I just figured we'd do a topic, and that's why I contacted you earlier in the week and asked you if a certain topic would be a good one, and, well, I was shot down immediately.
What was the topic?
Basically, the worst guys to ever make it big.
That's not a bad topic.
You know what I mean? Like the worst workers to ever make a dime in the business.
The ultimate warrior. Guys like that.
We can't do this topic now.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm just saying as an example.
Right. Or I was thinking Ken Anderson. But we can't do this topic now.
Okay. Well, was he offended? You don't like to talk bad about people?
I was
going to say Ric Flair, but, you know.
Why would you say that?
I'm just fucking with you.
I'd say Kerry Von Erich.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that, you fucking asshole. That's why I said Ric Flair, you fucking dick.
Yeah,
Kerry Von Erich is not the worst worker. Kerry Von Erich is one of the greatest workers of all time. He carried Ric Flair to countless five-star matches while he was fucking high at that. So,
that makes you better.
Ric Flair is still alive with both feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's the best one-legged wrestler I've ever seen.
He wasn't better than
Zach Gowen. There's only like three, but.
He wasn't better than Zach Gowen.
You don't think so? Oh, come on now.
What about the other guy who impressed John Laurie and Mattis enough to get him a contract?
Yeah, the guy that Bruce Pritchard hired.
Yeah.
Oops. Nice job, Bruce. Hey, Eddie, when's that fella supposed to call in about talking? Wanted to talk UFC.
It's just going to happen randomly during the show, so we can go ahead and start on mute.
Okay, where do you want to start? You want to start Indies? You want to start TNA? You want to start...
There wasn't a lot of news this week.
No, there was not.
Let's hold off on the big one because I tried to download something and it's not popping up, so...
I see.
Okay, no, we can talk about the big news of the week.
Okay,
okay,
let me start with that.
Just real quick, later on, since there wasn't that much news, I went put together a list of, like, some This Week in History, just, like, some old wrestling cards that we could go through.
Oh, good, a good call.
Yeah,
good call.
We'll do that in a little bit.
Cool beans. All right, let me see. I will start with the upcoming Bound for Glory lineup. I watched a show last night.
That's the biggest news of the week?
It's just on the news of the week. You hush. You don't start off with the biggest news of the week. You end with the biggest news of the week.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
go ahead. I guess TNA would be the least important news of the week.
When you're lighting off fireworks, do you grab the great big thing and shoot it off first and then finish it up with one of those poppers you throw on the ground?
For the most part, yeah.
Anyway, this show. Sometimes. The updated Bound for Glory lineup. This is going on in 2 weeks?
Yeah,
3 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay. Two TNA wrestlers are going to face two Aces and Eights members in a tag team match. If the Aces and Eights win, as revealed last night on Impact, if the Aces and Eights win, they'll be allowed into the Impact Zone instead of being allowed into the Impact Zone, I guess. So the angle last night was absolutely ridiculous. Apparently, they've had Joe Park for a week.
Abyss has been missing for months and months and months, but who's going to know Joe Park for a week?
Right.
Well, he's been relevant. Abyss hasn't been relevant on TV in a long time.
He's still half of the tag team champion in Mexico.
Well, no, who gives a shit about Mexico?
Mexican?
This show. No, here's the funny thing. They've got Joe Park duct taped to a table. If the man doesn't eat in 3 weeks, he's going to be able to escape the duct tape.
That was crazy.
I'm just saying.
I wonder why they had to kidnap him last night when they made it known they were already going to their clubhouse.
Right.
Didn't they just jump him when they showed up?
I don't know.
You know, I'm kind of worried about who the leader of Aces and Eights is going to be after today.
I think it's Bischoff.
Hmm. That's not a
bad
call.
I'm pretty sure that was Bischoff that was doing all the talking last night. I could just tell by the way he spoke.
Okay. Well, I have a fear of who's going to be the head muscle of Aces and Eights.
Jeff Jarrett.
Who's that?
A guy who got fired after winning a certain contest a few months ago. A certain guy by the name of Big Andy Levine.
Silent Wright.
Really?
Because he was at the Impact Zone yesterday.
It's got to be Jeff Jarrett, Eric Bischoff.
Plus the Eric Bischoff thing. Plus, remember earlier in the night he threw Gear's name out of the running for the TV title thing, so maybe this is how he and his dad get back together.
Interesting. Well, this whole Aces and Aces thing has gone downhill very quickly.
So stupid.
What do you mean quickly? Yeah. When was it ever going uphill?
He was at least good for a little while there, but I mean,
yeah,
they built
when
it up
first,
like yeah, when it first started.
Yeah, when it first started, it was kind of interesting, but they haven't done anything with it, and it's
It's just Black Scorpion angle week after week. You got a bunch of Black Scorpions running around beating people up, and nobody's going
to
find
need
out
to,
until the big.
They need to grab the big firework in the pile and light it off, Ed.
See, what they could have done is they could have actually done it right and make it interesting where they could have had it to where somehow Bobby Roode was a secret member and it would have been him beating Aries at the pay-per-view, and then you could have had Bobby Roode as a leader with Ace of the Eight helping him rule TNA, but they didn't go that way. So now you're going to have whatever it's going to climax to, which is going to be a letdown because it's either going to be Mike Knox, it's going to be freaking Festus, or it's going to be freaking Andy Levine. Okay, so...
Wes Briscoe,
or who else is fucking down in the developmental that they sent down? Like, oh, Crimson. It could be Crimson.
No. Well, maybe. He's the OVW heavyweight champion. Come on.
Joey Ryan.
It's going to be a big guy who sucks.
Anyway, moving
Mike
on.
Mike Knox and Drew Galloway, they weren't that bad, I didn't think.
No. Well, man, Knox did get better, but I mean, you know, let's say they take up a big reveal and it's Mike Knox. I mean, who's even going to remember what Mike Knox looks
like? As long as they
got
like a
name
guy.
Beard.
As long as they got a name guy as the leader, I don't think that matters much.
Like I tell you, biggest name they got for that is Crimson.
And another reason Eric Bischoff might be involved is because he's a big motorcycle enthusiast.
Oh, that's true. But so is Hogan. Anyway. Anyway, other matches announced for this show. Miss Tessmacher versus Tara for the TNA Knockouts Championship. James Storm and Bobby Roode will be in a Falls Count Anywhere match with King Mo as the special guest enforcer.
Well, that screwed that storyline up.
Yeah, a little bit.
They screwed that storyline up, and it sounds like it's, what, third from the top, third from the bottom. I mean,
yep.
It doesn't even seem like it's one of the main events when it should be either the main event or the second main event at the very least, and it's not even that because you got the Aces and Eights bullshit, and then you got the title match.
Yep.
We also have a tag team
champion. You know what? And I'm gonna pat myself on the back because I called it that Bobby Roode and James Storm were gonna be failures and pretty much ended up being failures, even though this title actually wasn't their
that
fault.
I don't think it matters that they're failures. I think creative is just stupid.
Well, creative fucked it up and didn't work.
Yeah, but
that was
not
right.
Their fault.
But I was right, so it doesn't matter.
No, you weren't right. They aren't failures.
I said they were going to suck. I said they were going to suck.
He's still going to pat himself on the back, whether he's right or wrong.
He's wrong.
Yeah. The World Tag Team Championship is going to be decided in a three-way with AJ Styles and Kurt Angle versus Chavo Guerrero Jr., Hernandez, and the Tag Team Champions, Christopher Daniels and Kazarian. This will be probably the show stealer.
I wish it was just a regular AJ Styles and Kurt Angle against the champions instead of Chavo and Hernandez. I don't want to say that.
I think it won't be as good as the one for the last pay-per-view. But did you guys watch Impact yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, did Hernandez do anything out of the ordinary or anything? Because supposedly he was supposed to do some tribute to some guy who worked some indie dates here in San Antonio who, like, died this week.
I wouldn't even know he was on the show.
I don't even know. He wasn't in the match, so I don't even know. Unless he did, like, a run-in at the end or something. I don't remember.
No.
So.
And the main event for the show is going to be Austin Aries versus Jeff Hardy for the TNA World Championship.
Austin Aries hasn't done much for me as a champion. It was okay when he won it, but since then, I think they should have kept him Bobby Roode.
I think the match is going to be pretty darn good, though.
Well, one thing about Austin Aries, since he's been champion, he's been a face, and that's not Austin Aries at his best. So if Austin Aries goes dickhead heel during the match, I think he'll work better as a champion because.
But he has
been
being a dickhead, like on TV and stuff.
Oh, no, it's not just on TV.
Well, I mean, just like what I've seen on TV. I know it's probably in real life, too, but.
A little bit.
Let's see. There's three of us here. Only one of us has actually more than just met him and talked to him for fucking hours at a time. So I think I would be a better expert, and that's all bullshit about Austin Aries being a dickhead. Austin Aries is one of the coolest dudes in the world. He just doesn't like it when you cheer for him when you're supposed to boo for him. Or if you're Brian Alvarez, he has to demand how many matches you've wrestled so he can know if you're good enough to critique his matches. But Austin Aries is a cool dude.
And I will follow that up with, you had weed, we didn't.
That is true.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. And everybody's nicer on weed. Just say. Okay, next story, moving right along. The WWE has signed a deal with Hulu Plus. That's not in my headline. Hulu Plus. It's Hulu Plus, a subscription service. I think it costs right around $8 a month. They're going to be shipping over their programming. WWE issued the official announcement for the new partnership with Hulu Plus, the subscription version of Hulu that will see all episodes of their original programming, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Superstars, and the forthcoming WWE main event. It'll start streaming 24 hours after the original broadcast of the dates that the shows are on TV. This means less than nothing to me.
Yeah, plus they take all the good shit out of the Raw replays. They took out, like, the Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler match and some of the Kane and Daniel Bryan stuff. So,
what'd you think of the Kane and Daniel Bryan stuff this week?
I like the, I didn't like the last part. I thought it was, like, just, like gross humor stuff that they do. I like the When Harry Met Sally thing.
That was from
Mae Young.
Yeah, I did pop for that.
Dude, everything the two of them do is gold.
It's
I don't care how bad or how dumb the idea is, or the script is, somehow seeing Kane in a freaking restaurant looking at a salad is 5 stars. And even 10 stars is Daniel Bryan trying to eat a piece of meat.
What's even better than that is Kane in any kind of apron with a name tag.
Gerald.
It should have said Glenn.
Oh, absolutely.
They should make Dr. Shelby their manager. He should
absolutely.
Be at ringside for all the matches. They're actually getting the tag team scene, getting it going a little more now with that team. So that's
you
good.
Actually have two tag team programs going on for the first time in the WWE, and I couldn't tell you how long because you got... You got Team Hell No of Kane and Daniel Bryan feuding with the new team of Rhodes Scholars. And then you got Sin Cara and Rey feuding with the primetime players. So it's actually, they've actually put some thought into it for once in like about 10 years.
I like the primetime players. I like Titus O'Neil. He's pretty good.
Yeah, they're good. I thought that six-man that they had on Monday was probably one of the better matches I've seen in quite some time on Raw. Aside from,
I'm happy picking like Mysterio to team with Sin Cara, and it's going to end up being Cody Rhodes as his teammate or something. The whole math thing.
Interesting.
I like the Rhodes Scholars. That's a cool name.
That is a great name.
And there should be some good matches. I mean, you know, or at least when Cody and Brian are in there, and then Brian at least makes Sandow look pretty good.
I hope so. We have fallen
on that Hulu thing. I wasn't going to, I mean, I got it like Hulu Plus on my Xbox. I was kind of checking it out, and it didn't, it wasn't nothing I was going to be. The only thing I'd be interested in is the new episodes of NXT, but I'm not paying that price a month just to watch NXT. When I can probably find it on YouTube at some point.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it somewhere, I'm sure. But, yeah, I just actually did see a commercial for the WWE main event. It's actually a show that's going to be on Wednesday nights, I guess.
On Ion Television?
Yeah. Yeah, so
Ion,
I'm not sure.
Doesn't Ion carry ROH? No, that's a... No, Ion used to be where they had... that's where SmackDown used to be, right, before it got moved?
I think that was My Network TV.
Yeah. Something was on Ion Head. I can't remember what it was. You're right.
Okay. Well, we actually have a caller on the line here, and I'm already regretting even thinking about taking this call. But I'll go ahead and take the call here. Caller calling from area code 210. Who is this?
Wow. You're dreading taking the call. So I take it.
Well, I know you're basically going to spend the whole time just burying me and how horrible my UFC picks and how you kicked my ass at picking UFC.
You knew it was going to happen. You knew I wasn't going to let it go, right? You had to know. I mean,
yep.
Besides picking the wrong things, doubting my weird theory, having to post your picture, and what did you say? You're my humble bitch? Awesome.
Something like that.
So you know who this is then.
Ed, who is this?
Let me introduce you to you. I got two co-hosts online. So this is a friend of mine by the name of Tracy, who I went to school with. And Tracy, I have on the line my co-hosts Katrair and Craig.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, gentlemen.
Is this the girl that dropped you on Facebook?
Yes.
No, it's not the girl who unfriended me on Facebook. That was some other girl.
I was just wondering.
It happens a lot. I get confused on sometimes. So how are you doing today, Tracy?
I am doing well, and even better now that I can call and kind of rub it in your face, just like I said I would. And, you know, it's just kind of exciting to know that you doubted my theory, and should I kind of tell them what the theory was?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead and tell them what your amazing theory is that beat me.
It actually made him cry. So basically the theory is that you look at both opponents, right?
Oh,
the stats are fine. The better looking they are, the faster they're going to go down. They haven't had enough experience or hits to understand how to actually fight.
So let me get this straight. The better looking they are, the faster they go down.
Yes, they're going to lose.
Hmm. Oh, they're going to lose. Okay, my bad.
They're going to lose.
Okay. I'm tracking with you there.
Well, she beat me 4-1.
When he picked his, I kind of looked at it. I agreed with him on the Jones. But when I was looking at them, he's like, no, that's impossible. I was like, okay, take your pick. And he put it on Facebook. The problem with it, though, is that he didn't actually understand what I meant. So when he did that, and then he lost. How many did you lose again, Edward?
Was like 3-1.
It was actually 4-1.
Somehow, only freaking Matt Campbell won for me.
4 out of 5 is what I got.
Now, did you do this voting before you saw John Jones with the beard or after?
Before.
Okay. That's a mighty beard, but Vito Belfort is no...
Beards are cool. Not going to hate on beards, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Beards are cool.
That's fair.
So one of my co-hosts,
a little deformity means that they've had, you know, the experience that it takes to actually win a match. So why not?
Hmm. Well, if that's the case, there's a bunch of people in Asia right now that are getting this deformity done on purpose that are going to be winning many, many matches.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting theory.
It is.
But
I won.
But Mighty Mouse, just up the road from me in Parkland, won this weekend, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated that fight. It was so boring.
Are you kidding me? That was a great fight. You're one of those... No, never mind. I'm not... Don't get me started.
Let's switch gears and let's run down the card, and we can get Tracy's opinion on the fights, and then we'll move back on to the wrestling talk.
Now,
I'm going to save it, because I'm not going to do that. I need to think. I'm going to save it for Facebook. I think we had a lot of excitement those 2 days with everyone putting in their opinion. Then we'll see what happens.
Well, I was talking about we're going to talk about the fights from last week.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
I was surprised. Give me just a minute to pull up the results.
Craig, you're never ready for anything, man.
I know. It's my thing. You know that. You said I'm working.
Ed, you have chastised me about going with the flow, and then you do this.
You just should be able to go with the flow. We're going on to you.
Okay, well, you have to give me 8 seconds to go with the flow.
Take your time, Craig.
You guys take care amongst yourselves.
Well, I guess I could. What was the. I don't remember what the first fight was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, first fighter. Who was it? Is it Oliveira?
It's been a heck of a show, Ed.
Okay, I'll start while Craig's still looking. Charles Oliveira took on Cub Swanson, and I picked Oliveira because he's looked pretty good except for the fight against I don't remember who he lost to. But he's looked pretty good, real slick submission. Swanson, I've seen him kick some dude's ass. I've seen him lose. I pretty much figured he was going to get submitted, but he actually knocked Oliveira out in the first round, probably within the first minute. And, my night started off pretty good. What did you think of that fight, Tracy?
Actually, I was I only caught the last part of it because I actually was seeing it at a local bar. Lots of noise, and the TV went out for a little while during that particular fight. However, the last part of it, that in itself was just to see him go down, all I did was screaming, yes, 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 and it kind of, like, freaked people out because I was screaming, yes, that was awesome. All I knew is I won at the end of that one, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've got
this
was
fun, no fun.
I basically got the top three fights here. So we had Michael Bisping beating Brian Stann.
Mm-hmm.
And this pissed me off because I knew he wasn't going to be a man and stand there and fight like a man. He was going to keep trying to take Brian Stann down. And goddamn it, Brian Stann, work on your takedown defense. Anybody with any takedown ability can take you down. And you need to, like, evolve your game a little better. But I was very disappointed. I thought he hurt Bisping one time, and I was, I got excited.
Yes.
But basically, Bisping pretty much owned him the whole fight.
Bisbane's boxing is absolutely sick, and it has been that way for about 6 months now. And I don't like the guy, but, man, he's a good fighter. And, what are you going to do? I mean, he's a good fighter. He beat Brian Stann handily via decision. Stann didn't – I don't think he won a round. So we had Demetrius Johnson.
What do you think of the fight, Tracy?
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Tracy.
Hello?
Hello? Was she still on the show? Go ahead, Craig, then. Continue.
We had Demetrius Johnson upsetting Joseph Benavides, and it was via split decision. And he became the first ever UFC flyweight champion. Literally, the man lives 5 miles up the road from my place. And Victor Akira Hokuto? No. Don't know. That's Three Doors Down, which is a name for a crappy band. Anyway, so Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson beat Joseph Benavides. I thought the fight was great. Dana was losing his mind on Facebook and Twitter, saying the people that are booing this fight should be shot. I thought this fight was great.
The fight sucked. It had an exciting 20, 30 seconds when what's his name got him down and had him in a choke, and the choke was never as good as it, they were as trying to play it off on TV because he always only had one arm on it. But basically what this was two little dudes dancing around and jumped, the black little dude would jump in and throw a punch, and then he'd run, and the other guy would run after him, and then they wouldn't do anything for about 10 seconds, and then repeat and rinse, and it was fucking boring as hell. except for the one submission attempt. And, you know, I was promised all these exciting fights from these weight classes, and honestly, most of them have been utter disappointments.
Oh, I disagree. Yeah, the main event saw, of course, John Jones defeating Vitor Belfort, and Vitor almost took his arm home with him. It was pretty scary. Jones got caught in an arm bar, and basically he suffered nerve damage and is going to probably have to do some massive physical therapy. Vitor actually said he heard it pop at one point in the post-fight press conference. Jones said he wasn't going to tap until he broke his arm. That's a tough time again. Well,
you know, it's so funny because everyone's talking about how awesome Vitor was, and had he not got the arm bar, he would have looked like utter dog shit. But here's the thing that I found hilarious is that Belfort probably would have won had it just been in a little better shape because he gassed on the arm bar.
Mm-hmm.
He gassed on the freaking arm bar, let it go, and then didn't have anything after that, and then was trying to pull guard the rest of the fight and just got his ass kicked the entire rest of the fight.
Couture, you should have seen this. He put on this arm bar. It looked like it was going to be over very early in the first round. Somehow, some way, Jones got out of this arm bar by dropping him on the back of his head twice, picking him up, the British Bulldog, Bret Hart, and dropping him on his head. And then Jones gains them out and rains down 30 to 40 elbows in this guy's face, one after the other. And it cut him on the forehead, cut him under the eye, cut him on the bridge of the other eye. It was unbelievable.
I read the results because I was just hoping that he'd lose because of all this bullshit he's caused.
I wish you Craig totally missed the best part of that whole thing that he was just talking about. Is this guy gets him in the arm bar, he picks him up, gives him the power bomb. He goes to do it again. He doesn't really get him off the ground. So basically, Victor Belfort, his head is on the mat the way Arn Anderson's head was stuck between the two War Games cages in that one match. and was basically on the top of his head for like about a good 20 seconds. Just just on his head. It was the fucking greatest thing ever. And then he got tired like a dumbass and then got his ass kicked.
The only other thing worth mentioning, and I don't even know that it's worth mentioning, Matt Hamill came back to fight after being out of the UFC for 1 year. And with all due respect, Matt, I know you'll never hear this.
Oh, God.
I should go back into retirement.
The first round wasn't actually bad. He just gassed, and then it was pretty much done after that. But I can't believe of all the people that actually won me a fucking match on Saturday, of all the one that I wasn't sure about is the one, only one that won for me. And it was not a good day as far as my picks were concerned.
Well, Eddie, if you would have picked with me, you would have gone, well, you would have lost twice. But anyway, not too bad. I did very well. I guess since our caller's gone.
Yes, yes, the phone difficulties and dropped off.
Certainly not the first time that has been hung up by a woman. Hung up on by a woman.
You know, but here's the thing. She thinks, hopefully she's not listening anymore because she thinks she won, but the truth is I won because the bet was winner or loser takes the other one out. So now that I get to take a really good looking girl out to dinner, so I did not consider myself a loser in the situation. I consider myself, like Owen Hart used to say, a winner!
Wait a minute. The idea of this was if you lost, you had to take the other person to dinner?
Well, it was either if I won, she'd take me, and then if I lost, I'd take her. So either way, I set it up to where it was a no-lose situation. So
this
win,
is a
win,
no-lose
win.
Situation. Eddie, I commend you
more transparent.
Well, she's pretty. She's very competitive. So she might have just the only thought in her brain was to kick my ass, and then realize that it was like I say, a win-win situation.
You could turn this around for yourself.
I want to take his ass girl out. Don't do these contests.
No, I disagree. Do more contesting.
Right, I'd have to go for double or nothing on Saturday.
I bet you I can kiss you longer than you can kiss me, that's for sure.
Oh, Jesus, don't give me any ideas there.
And you can parlay that further if you would like. Anyway, we have two huge names heading for Florida. Two huge indie names, by the way. Dragon Gate star Pac and also Sarah Del Rey will be making deals to finalize that they will... Let me start that sentence all over again. Dragon Gate star Pac and Sarah Del Rey's WWE deals have been finalized and they will start shortly with WWE NXT in Florida. Both have been waiting on approval after taking their medicals and mental and physical pre-signing exams. Sorry, I was very tongue-twisted on that.
I didn't know they do the mental exams. I didn't know they did stuff like that.
What's the Mitchell exam?
Mental.
Oh, mental. I think you said mental.
Yes.
I'm actually glad to hear this news because I've been wondering what the hell is up with Sarah Del Rey for a while because I remember when supposedly they were signing her, but then not that much later she was working indie dates and there were rumors that they just forgot about her or whatever. And they're going to have a spot open that would be perfect for her because they're going to be in need of the giant monster diva.
True.
And she will fit that role, and she'll be the best worker as soon as she gets in the ring. I mean, even if she went in today, she'd be better than Beth Phoenix. So, I mean, that's actually pretty cool for Sarah Del Rey. And as far as Pac, I don't even know if I've ever even seen Pac.
I don't think I've seen him either.
He's awesome. He is a great worker. He does the mat stuff. He's a great high flyer. He sticks out in Dragon Gate. I'll just leave it at that. And I know Dragon Gate's high impact, high speed. Pac is his ring work is just on another level. He's so good. And not to put anybody down in Dragon Gate, but Pac is just always stood out to me, and I hope he does well. I think he's going to get lost in the shuffle myself, but he's really short.
Yeah, well, hopefully,
never
hurts to
try.
That's right. I would love to see him in the ring.
You know, hopefully he can have a few good matches with Ray or Sin Cara or
Daniel Bryan.
Ricardo under a mask. Or you know him and Tyson or Brian or Evan when he comes back would have awesome matches with him.
Yeah, I hope they use him well. I mean, if they're serious about starting, you know, to use smaller guys, this is a guy they should use. So anyway, if you are a fan of ROH, please listen up. Actually, if you are a fan of ROH and you happen to be in New Jersey. Listen up. Ring of Honor announced a promotion where the fans subscribing to or renewing their paid ringside memberships with the company's website will receive a free order of the 10/13 Glory by Honor pay-per-view headlined by Michael Elgin challenging Kevin Steen for the ROH title. ROH will also provide a code to anyone attending their show in Raleigh on the 6th of October. And they will also be able to stream the show for free. For complete details, please visit www.rohwrestling.com. Of course, this is a make good on the disastrous show, by the way, third in a row, that they've had on iPay-per-view.
You get the show free, but there's no guarantee you see it, right?
Well, there's no guarantee you'll see it that night, I'm sure.
You'll eventually
see it. Yes, you will eventually see it somewhere, somehow, if you stay up late on a Thursday at, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure nobody will be on their website then. More matches for that show are the Ring of Honor TV champion Michael Cole will face Eddie Edwards. We have the returning Davey Richards
Michael
versus
Cole.
Jay Lethal. Did I say Michael Cole? Adam Cole. That would not be
Adam
a good
Cole?
Match. Adam Cole, thank you. Davey Rich, the returning Davey Richards will face Jay Lethal and Mike Bennett against Mike Mondo. And I want to say that Maria is on the line.
That would be an awesome stipulation, and I would fucking take him on right now and kick his ass.
Is that right? Well, I'll see what I can do. Now.
Well, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that just totally threw something in my head. How come I didn't see your name advertised as part of Iron Week, Craig? What, you're not mad enough to step up and fight Brutal Bob Evans?
Did you see Brian's name?
The what?
Did you see Brian's name?
No, but, you know, Brian's a chicken
okay.
shit, and I thought you were a real man's man, but apparently you're afraid of a guy who's not that old, but he looks like he's 60.
Who the fuck wants to wrestle for an hour?
Yeah. I can barely even walk for an hour, according to Vinny. Brutal Bob in the ring, love that guy's work. He is great. And on the mic, great. So if Brutal Bob wanted to go an hour with me, I would have to take a nap 15 minutes in each inch interval. So 15 minutes, nap, 15 minutes, nap, 15 minutes, nap, and then go to the finish. Probably get dinner in there somewhere, too.
You can do the Kevin Bean spot and ask for a hot dog and eat it.
A lot of chin locks.
Lots of chin locks. The rest holds would actually be rest holds where I'd actually be sleeping. I mean, a sleeper. And I would stay there for 20 minutes. I could do the old figure four around the post spot, and I could just, you know, nap.
You could have Brutal Bob do the Shawn Michaels spot and start yelling at you in the match.
Yes, we could throw all that in. Okay. Saw Brutal Bob in that match, and I immediately emailed him and said, Brutal Bob, if I could go, I would go with you any day of the week. That guy is a great worker. Should get Brutal Bob back on the show before he starts Iron Week.
Well, you're the producer, Craig. Get to work.
Yes, I'll get on that. Oh, by the way, before I forget, next week, I won't be here.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got to take my son to a show that doesn't have John Cena on it. That is next weekend. So, I will be consoling him and also having fun. And hopefully, he absolutely hates Cesaro. Okay? He hates him.
Why? Did he beat up the Cobra?
Yes. He loves Santino. And Antonio tonight pinned Santino. And Cameron was visibly upset because he's seen, you know, Daddy's pictures, and Daddy, you know, had FaceTime with Antonio Cesaro. So he's mad at me because he's my quote unquote friend. So if Brian Whitney and myself run into Antonio next week, he might feel sweet shin music from one Cameron Proker. So,
and it'd be on the shin because it's the highest he can kick.
No, shin, yes. Sweet shin music. You know, like Big Foley used to throw.
You know, I've only
anyway.
Got to say, Cesaro, like the last few weeks that he's been on TV a lot and on pay-per-view, he's really good.
Oh, he's great.
He's got a good look also. I think a good look that
yes.
could maybe going into like a main event also. So,
I hope
for anything from him.
And even though he's a big star, he's real good about returning people's texts.
And he's working the house show circuit with Zack Ryder. So make of that what you will. But anyway, I hope I get to spend some time with Claudio.
Well, people should beat up Zack Ryder. So.
Agreed. great.
I'm kind of hoping maybe we'll get the whole, not only the tag team, but the whole team of him and Hiro and Cerro Del Rey all together.
That'd be great.
Yeah. At the last pay-per-view, he did a move on Zack Ryder. You know, when you go for a backdrop, when like you try to do a flapjack on somebody, you know, you just toss them right up in the air. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
He
came down and nailed him with the forearm. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. I can't wait for him to start using the airplane spin or the not the airplane spin.
Oh, yeah. Giant swing.
The giant swing.
Yep.
He could have a match with like Ray. And yeah, he could and give Ray about 100 rotations. That'd be fucking awesome.
Maybe on the 2000th episode of Raw, he could. No, that's silly. Anyway,
now he won't be employed then.
That's true. Oh, that's horrible. Anyway, Couture has included a list of the WrestleMania 29 weekend events. So get out your pens and papers. Kids, I'm going to run down what's going on.
People still get up in papers in 2012.
Right,
they probably use that.
Right. Okay, get out a pencil. And anyway, Thursday, the 4th of April, the WWE Access starts at the IZOD Center. Also, the Pro Wrestling Syndicate will be running in Rahway, New Jersey at the Rec Center. The 5th, Friday the 5th, WWE Access, of course, at the IZOD Center. We've got Ring of Honor at the Hammerstein Ballroom. Check this out. We've got TNA at NYCB Theater in Long Island, New York. We also got Pro Wrestling Syndicate back in New Jersey at the Rec Center. And WrestleCon will open at the Ciscus, that's the way I'm saying it, Convention Center. At 4 p.m., there will be an Evolve show. At 8 p.m., we'll have CZW. And for you late night owls, at 11:55 p.m., Kaiju Big Battle
is going to be the holy shit. What?
I've only seen this one.
I thought I was just going to ROH that night, but apparently I'll be going to ROH and Kaiju Big Battle.
I've only seen this once. And it was pretty cool. So
it's starting at midnight, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll be there. As long as Ken the Boss is there, I don't give a fuck what else happens. Oh my god, dude! Now I'm even more excited for WrestleMania weekend. Besides seeing ROH at the Hammerstein, seeing Kuji Big Battle, that's gonna be awesome. What shows?
Kuji Big Battle.
What show will you be attending that night, Craig?
You know what? I don't have tickets for anything yet.
What show do you want to go to? I don't have tickets for ROH, but I'll be going to ROH.
Ed, I don't know if I'm going to go this year.
Slacking.
I got priorities, brother.
What's your partner, Max Perry, going to do with you to follow around?
I don't know. I'll ask him when I see him in November. Anyway, on Saturday the 6th, of course, we have Access at the IZOD Center. We have the WrestleCon. And then we have the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony at Madison Square Gardens. TNA will be
a whole bunch of stuff.
No, I'm not. Just chill out. TNA in Rahway, New Jersey at the Rec Center. The WrestleCon dates, or excuse me, the live events for that day will be 12 p.m. Shimmer.
I'll be there second row.
4 p.m. Chikara, and 8 p.m. Dragon Gate USA.
And fuck Dragon Gate USA.
They're pretty cool. And then at 11:55 p.m., once again, $5 Wrestling live.
And if you don't know, $5 Wrestling is not an actual wrestling show. It shows footage of some shooting matches and Cabana does commentary.
And it's great.
Okay, I thought it was going to be a fucking ring in matches. I was like, what the fuck is going on in here?
On Sunday, we have the PWS Sisters promotion, Blow Bombshell Ladies of Wrestling. They'll be running a matinee show prior to WWE's pay-per-view.
That's the best nightmare ever.
Blow. Yes.
Okay, where is this show going to be at? Because I might have to attend this show, too.
Contreras did not include a place on this one. So check your local listing.
In New York.
Yeah, it's in New York. There you go.
Oh, I'm sure that won't be hard to find. It's only New York.
Sure.
Go type blow into Google and find out.
If I do that, I'll be sucked on the internet for like hours.
That's because you don't have your adult filters on, and you know you'll have a bunch of blowjobs come up on your screen and pictures.
Okay, I've lost it. I must be tired. Okay, I'm pulling it together. I'm sorry. WWE Access will close out the IZOD Center. WrestleCon will close out with a 1 p.m. Dragon Gate USA show. At 6:30, WrestleMania will start at the MetLife Center. And, of course, that will go till very late. Monday, of course, is Raw at the IZOD Center. So 5 days of wrestling. This is going to turn into a week by the end of...
There's
going to
be some... Probably some excellent, like, sleazeball indie stories coming out.
Oh, yeah.
All these promotions, so be good.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, well, you're going to have, I mean, you're going to have all the legends from the WrestleCon, and you're going to have all the other, like, independents from all the, like, the other shows. I mean, there's going to be some craziness that's going to happen this weekend, that's for sure. And,
gosh, I hope Amy Central be there. Sorry.
Right, that'd be funny if she's there. If she's not in rehab or in jail, or, you know.
She's in the same state. Okay, our big firework, Ed. The top story will be read right now. All right, read the word release. Kelly. That's right, folks. Kelly. Has been released from the WWE. WWE announced that Kelly has been released from her contract. WWE statements read as follows. The WWE has come to terms on the release of WWE diva Kelly as of today, September 28th. WWE wishes Kelly the best in all her future endeavors.
At all.
Okay. And I get the point, Ed. There we go.
Hey, that's one of the greatest theme music songs of all time.
I disagree. There has been talk for some time that Kelly was looking to get out of her deal and to work more on the outside with modeling and acting endeavors. Now she'll get a chance to do that. Kelly was a catalog model who had been signed by the company after being spotted by John Laurinaitis. She was signed to a developmental and trained to be a wrestler, making her debut on the first ECW on Sci-Fi episode in June of 2006. She had been pushed as one of the company's top babyfaces for some time. After taking time off with the company, she made a few appearances, but has not worked back with the WWE storylines as a major player, and of course was released today. Again, the WWE wishes Kelly the best in all her future endeavors.
Remember when she was with Balls Mahoney?
How could you forget?
Well, I'm very sad at this news. I mean, this is almost as bad as when the Bella Twins left. I mean, top divas are leaving, and it's really pissing me off.
Yeah, she was just a blonde with some tits. Didn't mean nothing to me.
She was a blonde with some tits and ass, and she could run the ropes better than Brian Alvarez ever could.
Oh, here we go. Oh, dude.
It's true.
She's very attractive.
Worker Brian Alvarez could ever be.
She's very attractive. She was pretty.
And I went to the bathroom during all her matches.
Well, it's just in the sink. In honor of her.
No, that's just because I needed a break. I didn't want to watch any bullshit women's wrestling.
Sure, fucking gay, that's why.
Sorry. I didn't realize you could only, that only watching wrestling, women wrestling on television is, you know, this is like a requirement. I didn't know you couldn't be interested in women outside of wrestling, you know,
right,
like in real life.
Well,
well
totally
now you
off
know.
Topic.
So now you can just come out of the closet.
Totally off topic. I just wanted to wish your gay concha a very happy birthday today.
Thanks again to Granny. This man will forever be known as your gay.
Your gay.
Your gay.
It would be even funnier if he pronounced his last name Conscience.
Your gay conscience.
That would actually be pretty funny.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure your gay is going to be at WrestleMania again, so that'd be cool. And I just realized I didn't set the show for the right time. Let me get the plugs in because we're going off the air in 4 minutes. Everyone, check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download the stream our show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of other shows like the Angry Marks Show, featuring Stevie J, who was nice enough to get me this today. Big thanks to Stevie J. And you can check out a whole shitload of other shows at AngryMarks.com. And you can see the archives to every one of our shows at AngryMarks.com. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/Cotrere and download our shows there also. So everyone, check out AngryMarks.com.
Doing
nothing. I'm just playing with the switchboard.
Oh, okay.
He wants to have like a sound bite off or something.
Oh, please don't. So anyway, next week get simped and talk some old school wrestling or Japanese women or something. I don't know.
Well,
you know the new Japan pay per view is going to be in the pay per view here in the United States. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I did not see that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't watched All Japan and or New Japan and quite a while. Well, both. I haven't watched them.
It's kind of going to be expensive for an iPay-per-view, though. I think it's like $25.
Those Japanese guys know their technology, though. I like those ROH guys.
Yeah.
Does Stan Hansen still wrestle for them?
No, Stan Hansen wrestles for all Japan wrestling. This is... He wrestled for the one that was owned by Baba, and this is the one that used to be owned by Inoki.
Oh, okay.
So, but I think one of the matches, I know for sure, well, I don't know who they're actually wrestling. Actually, I do. One of the matches is going to be the team of Harry Smith and Lance Hoyt against Tenzan and Kojima. Is that his name?
Sounds right.
Say so.
I'm not 100% though.
He's going as Davey Boy Smith Jr. over there.
Oh, good for him. That's fine.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's what they should have brought him in WWE.
Lance Hoyt's actually supposed to be doing pretty good down in all Japan. I'm sure it helps being like 2 feet taller than all the other wrestlers.
We've had both those guys on this show.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. So
most young
yeah.
guys need to go over to Japan and work a little. I always seem to do better when they have experience like that.
Agreed.
Well, they're better. Agreed. The guys that go to Japan are so much better, like in ring, and they have that to fall back on. You know, so like you know Daniel Bryan. You know, yeah, I think more guys should go to Japan. You know, but it's not like the old days anymore.
Yep.
Do we have any more news besides what we
read
off?
Ma'am. That's it. I saved, like I said, I saved the big firework for last, Ed.
Mm-hmm. And very depressing firework that was.
Yeah, it was more like a sparkler. With... Yeah.
No, it was actually big news, and it just made me sad because I'm going to miss Kelly. Kelly, man, you guys don't give these women any love at all.
So you don't give me any.
This is your triple dick.
Oh, Lord.
But what else do we want to talk about besides the news of the week? Do we have any moron of the week, Katrina?
No, I didn't. Nobody was stupid this week.
Oh, somebody was stupid. Somebody was stupid.
I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Who was stupid, Craig?
Oh, you never know. It's pro wrestling. Somebody was stupid somewhere. Trust me.
Right? Some news will pop up about some stupidity.
Yeah. But it'll probably take like a week or two to figure out who was stupid.
You know, I know who the moron of the week is. The moron of the week is this asshole jerk by the name of Michael Chip Sempervivi, because this asshole is too dumb to know how to put a show on the front page so people could listen to it at their normal time, like me when I'm doing my paper route. I have something interesting to listen to while I'm doing my paper route, and unfortunately I can't, and I have to hit refresh every 5 fucking goddamn minutes. There ain't no goddamn show on the front page, so get your head out of your ass and talk to Joss Nation or ask the little midget how to do that shit.
The little midget was at the beach chasing deer and raccoons. And
was this the UFC show?
I did not.
Was it the post-UFC show? I said,
yeah,
was it the post-UFC
show that didn't come up for
like... Who gives a fuck?
10 hours.
I texted Brian
during the Mighty Mouse
fight. Hey, hold on. And I said, Brian, how are you scoring this fight? And he said, 27-30 s'mores. And I'm like, what in the world is he talking about? And then I'm like, oh, s'mores. And I said, are you around a campfire right now? And he says, right. So I can't wait till I get so good at my job that I don't have to do it anymore.
And he knows Shemp didn't want to upload that stuff. I mean, you know it's not Dave.
And it was Shemp. He admitted it because he's an idiot. Dave's got better shit to do.
I love you, Sam.
I was going to say, Brian, cheap bastard, it's his wife's birthday and he just took her camping. He's going to take her someplace nice, like some nice resort or Hawaii or Australia. He took her fishing, camping.
They're doing their honeymoon in
February.
Probably
easier, though. So take her camping and go to one of those other places you mentioned.
I will see that honeymoon when I see it, Craig, because Port Whitney's going to go her whole life without a honeymoon.
Camping's fun. I love going camping.
Mine and my wife's idea of roughing it is not ordering a room service.
See, I could go camping with Craig because I know Craig's going to take the propane grill.
Absolutely.
He's going to have ice just full of meat, you know.
Yeah. RV.
You know, we would have to bring our own beer because, you know, Craig's not that cool to bring beer or anything.
Satellite dish.
Yeah. Satellite dish.
Watching TV in the woods. That's what we're doing.
He's
going
to have a porta potty hooked up to the back of his truck.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to be dirty. I don't like to rough it.
You used to be a wrestler.
Stuff like that.
How did you deal with all the dirt when you're a wrestler? No showers, and I'm sure half the buildings you worked in.
No. Just because Brian Alvarez never took a shower did not mean there weren't showers.
How did it feel
Brian
when you had a wrestler, a grimy little midget who never took a shower?
Brian had like 400 midgets. 400 matches and never took a shower. I don't know how many, but I took a shower every time. Screw that. I don't like to be dirty.
That's funny.
That's the guy that works at the cabinet shop.
What do you think of the... are you going to check out the UFC show Saturday?
I'm going to record it. I'm actually going to Montana this weekend.
What's in Montana?
Ed, why do I do and go traveling anywhere?
Family, I would guess. Your wife told you to?
Ed, I'm going to see Pearl Jam.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry I asked.
No, he's not going to be there.
Montana. Is there anything famous in Montana?
Yellowstone National Park.
Yellowstone. Okay.
Perhaps you've heard of that. Yeah.
Is that where
they drove the herd? That's where the cowboys drove the herd in Lonesome Dove, Montana.
Sure. And there's also the hot springs. Of course, that all includes outside stuff, and that's icky and dirty. So.
Yeah, like the mosh pits at the Pearl Jam concert aren't all that clean, you know.
They are 20 years old as a band, and their fans are like 40. So it's a more sophisticated crowd there, Edward. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. And it's about a 10-hour drive, and my wife checked our airline miles, so we're actually flying.
So we want to do a road trip.
Yeah.
If
they were playing more than one show, I would totally drive. But it's just one show, so we're going to go in for the show and then do some sightseeing the next day, and I'll be out and back to work by Thursday or Wednesday. So, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Your wife doesn't get sick of going to Pearl Jam over and over again.
She, how do I say this? This will be the 33rd time I've seen them. And I think she's gone just because I needed somebody to go with like 6 or 7 times.
That's not too bad, but still, that's a lot.
Nah. And she's seen Eddie Vedder 3 times? 3 or 4 times. Anyway. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm excited.
Oh, well. Richard, I'm not Craig. Are you doing anything interesting or fun this weekend?
No, yeah. Probably not.
Okay.
I'm winding down on watching Star Trek Enterprise, so I'm going to finish that up this weekend.
You know, you just reminded me of something. I just, someone was nice enough to lend me her Netflix account thing. So I've been watching some Netflix, and I got so pissed off at Netflix the other day. I went to watch the last episode of Battlestar Galactica, and they fucking edited it down like the Hulu does the Raw, and it really pissed me off, and it took out my favorite scene. And please don't tell me they do that to fucking every TV show.
Nuh-uh. Not anything I've watched.
Okay. I've been watching Breaking Bad. You watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, I just started season 4. It's actually pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I've been watching, well, basically I've been watching Breaking Bad, and I've been watching the X-Men animated cartoon. Greatest cartoon ever.
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
So what is?
Star Blazers.
G.I. Joe?
Star Blazers is actually pretty cool, but other than me and you, Craig, and anyone older than us, who the hell's ever heard of Star Blazers?
Come on, the motion wave gun, the Armada? Come on, everybody's heard of Star Blazers.
Yeah, you're actually bringing back memories because I used to watch Star Blazers. This is back when I was, I guess, safe to say, very early elementary.
Yes.
And I remember it used to be on WGN, and it was Star Blazers, and then it was some other kind of like other kind of like kids show. I forgot what it was, and then it was Bozo the Clown.
Bozo.
And I watched all 3 of them every morning before going to school.
Right. See, Star Blazers was on really early in the morning, and I would actually get up before my parents to watch it before I went to school. You know, with Starbuck, and that was an awesome show. I love that show.
Yeah, but it doesn't compare to X-Men animated series. That's the greatest cartoon ever.
Especially the Star Wars. My son has all the Star Wars Clone Wars on Blu-ray, and That's a pretty good watch, too, actually.
Yeah, those aren't bad. Those aren't too bad. What cartoons do you like to watch, Couture?
Which cartoon? I don't watch cartoons. I'm 38.
and no kids.
I've been watching. They got the. I was getting into watching Star Trek. They got Star Trek the animated series on here. I watched a couple of episodes of that. Pretty good stuff. I was watched one. Hey, they got a gay and lesbian section here on Netflix. Did you see this?
I had
no
idea.
Do they have a movie called It's My Party?
I don't know. A bunch of stuff. But anyway, I was watching the other day. I watched a good, the film The Captains. It was a documentary about William Shatner going around interviewing all the Star Trek captains that have been on all the TV series. It's pretty good.
Oh, that sounds actually cool.
Yeah. And they also had the comedy roast of William Shatner. And I think I'm going to watch here. If you don't like William Shatner, you're an asshole. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome. His best thing ever, though, was his when he was on Saturday Night Live, and they did the Trekkie convention skit. And he called them all losers and told them to get a life.
I don't know him doing the Raw theme song. That still tops to me.
I'm just a sexy boy.
The one that was even better than
that
was
sure.
Booyaka, Booyaka.
Boy, toy.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
Ooh, they got CSI on Miami here on Netflix.
235
episodes.
Hey,
good Lord.
Speaking of Netflix, which World Class DVD did you watch on Netflix? Was it the independent
WWE.
One, or the World Class, or the WWE World Class?
The WWE one on there.
And every world class one is one I saw.
They got the documentary The Hammer about Matt Hamill for the movie.
Oh, The Hammer by Adam Carolla is better.
I don't know him. Who'd he fight?
He's a comedian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He hosted Love Line for years with Dr.
Oh,
Drew.
He's that creepy looking guy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's funny as can be.
He was on The Man Show.
Yep.
The Man Show.
Where they used to sing Rolling Out the Barrow every night. I wonder if Penny knows that her song came from The Man Show.
Ziggy Zoggy, Ziggy Zoggy, oi, oi, oi.
New episodes of 90210 have been posted.
Is this what we're giving the listeners as bonus content? That's random.
Oh, no, I just do what I wanted to do.
There was hardly any news. We're done, man. We've been done.
That's why I had put some stuff together for like a This Week in History, but you keep on jibber jabbering about cartoons and Kelly and other bullshit.
And now we're off the live feed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do a couple of these and then we'll quit. It ain't gonna take long, okay?
All right, do it.
Okay. I just got like a few cards that took place like this week, like many years ago. So I'm just going to run them down for you. You had in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Omni, September 28, 1986, they had the tournament for the first ever NWA U.S. Tag Team Championships. And,
oh, that's got to be good.
Let's see. Ivan Koloff and Crusher Khrushchev beat Tim Horner and Nelson Royal in the first round. Tully Blanchard and Jimmy Garvin defeated Jimmy Valiant and Manny Fernandez. I don't know why they couldn't find a better partner for Manny there, but whatever.
The Boogeyman was the star of that team.
Dick Murdoch and Ron Garvin fought Bobby Eaton and Dennis Condrey to a draw.
That's kind of surprised that they went to a draw. The Midnight Express went to a draw.
Yeah. Dusty Rhodes and Manny T.A. beat Baron Von Raschke and Shotska Watley. Dutch Mantel and Bobby Jaggers defeated Bill Dundee and Buddy Landell. That's probably good.
They promoted the Kansas City Jayhawks coming in for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then they were there for like a cup of coffee, and that was it.
Yeah.
They were there for a while. They were there for a few months.
Didn't seem like it.
They didn't do anything.
Yes, they did. They had a no disqualification match with the Russians at Starcade. Still there.
All right.
Ivan Koloff and Gregor Khrushchev defeated Dusty Rhodes and Magnum T.A.
by disqualification because they couldn't do jobs. Judgment Tell and Bobby Jaggers defeated Tully Blanchard and Jimmy Garvin. Tully Blanchard and Jimmy Garvin sounds like an awesome heel thing, by the way.
I'll tell you.
It does, actually.
Yeah.
Having Koloff and Chris Khrushchev beat Dutch Mantel and Bobby Jaggers to win the titles. In a non-tournament match, you had Ole and Arn Anderson beat Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, the NWA champions, by disqualification. And you had the unification of the U.S. and National Heavyweight titles. And Nikita Koloff, the U.S. Heavyweight champion, defeating Wahoo McDaniel. What do you remember about this match, Craig?
I'm sorry, what now?
What do you remember about this match?
Don't remember anything about that match.
I'm kidding. Okay.
I know.
Here's the NWA debut at the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, Michigan, September 25th, 1987. It sounds like a heck of a card here. You have the Barbarian defeated Shane Douglas. Tiger Conway Jr. defeated Gary Young. Sting defeated Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Tim Horner defeated Shaskawali. Barry Windham defeated Rick Steiner. Nikita Koloff defeated Ivan Koloff. You had Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, the NWA champions, defeated the U.S. Tag Team champions, the Midnight Express, by disqualification in around 16 minutes. Michael Hayes defeated the Terminator. You know who the Terminator was, right, Craig?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Crash the
Terminator. He was one of the Laurinaitis brothers.
Morris.
He was
Joe Laurinaitis. I thought you said Crash the Terminator, because that was Lord Humongous. I heard that was Lord Humongous. That was Bill DeMott.
Yeah.
And my bad.
The Kerry Taylor defeated Brad Armstrong. Probably a good match there. Steve Williams defeated Big Bubba Rogers. Dusty Rhodes and the Road Warriors defeated Lex Luger, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard in a steel cage match. And in the main event, but the sunset flip off of the top rope, Ronnie Garvin and Ric Flair to win the NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Ooh.
Craig.
Stupid Garvin stomp and the punch.
This was an awesome match.
Those two dudes had like the best fucking chemistry because basically all they did was slap the shit out of each other for like 30 to 60 minutes every night.
Yeah. How long was he champion? Like a minute?
He was champion until Starrcade, like 30 days later.
He still goes
in the record books as a champion. He's not Dolph Ziggler. And nobody remembers him as a champion.
Right, he's not Jack Swagger.
Woo, that Ronnie Garvin,
He was so innovative that Randy Orton had to still his punch.
Yeah, Ronnie Garvin, Big Daddy for the Hall of Fame, man.
One thing there. Ronnie Garvin probably deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, unlike Big Daddy, who really sucked.
And Garvin beat Andre the Giant one time.
That's fair.
Yeah, Ronnie Garvin beat Andre the Giant, Craig. Who'd you ever beat?
Yeah. Would I ever beat? You wouldn't know.
Did Brian make it before he won every match?
He won every match.
And Ronnie Garvin dressed in drag and knocked out Ric Flair, pushed J.J. Dillon in the swimming pool.
In drag. Who'd you ever beat in drag, Craig?
Nobody. you want to be my first?
Okay, here's a stellar card for you. September 22nd, 1986, Madison Square Garden, with Gorilla Monsoon and Lord Alfred Hayes on commentary. The Islanders defeated the Moondogs when Tama pinned Rex after 13 minutes.
13 minutes?
Yes. Nick Kaniski pinned Steve Lombardi with a back suplex in 9 minutes. Bob Orton Jr. pinned Billy Jack Haynes in 8 minutes. Jacques and Raymond Rougeau defeated the Hart Foundation. Ted Arcidi defeated Tony Garea by submission. Steve Regal defeated Jose Luis Rivera with a belly-to-belly suplex.
I remember that name.
This was Mr. Electricity, Steve Regal. Not the one we know.
It was talking about Jose Luis Rivera as the name he remembers.
Yes.
Right?
He was a conquistador.
Ah.
He was my second favorite jobber in the WWE or WWF at the time. And for some reason, I was a big fan of Jose Luis Rivera. And I'll never forget, though, him and my other favorite jobber from the time actually had a match against each other. So for once, one or the other was going to win. And so I was so excited and working out to see Jose Luis Rivera take on, Jesus Christ, his name just popped out of my head.
Oh, it's such a great match, and you remember it so well. You can't remember his name.
Jesus must have killed him.
Who was the freaking black dude who always lost?
You pour water on him and walk
Johnny
on
Rods?
Him.
No, not Johnny Rods, not Puerto Rican black. SC Jones. It was Jose Luis Rivera against SC Jones. And I'm like, oh my God, one of them finally has to win a match. And I was excited because I was going to be like, damn, this is going to be a badass match. And it lasted 30 seconds because all it was Jose raking the eyes of SC Jones for like 30 seconds and got disqualified. And I was so disappointed this match sucked.
Well, this next result will bring a smile to your face. SD Jones pinned Mr. X in 8 minutes.
Holy shit. He actually won a match.
And I'm pretty sure Mr. X was Danny Davis because he did stuff under the mask even when he was refereeing. He never refereed his own match, though.
Special delivery from SD.
Harley Race pinned Tito Santana. This was when Harley was the king.
This is when he was old, but I'm sure it was still a good match.
Sure.
Zika with the wizard, who was King Curtis, pinned Lanny Poffo. Mm-hmm. I like how Lanny Poffo always did those poems running down the hill and he got the shit beat out of him. He was a fool. main event was Hulk Hogan as Hulk Machine, along with the Big Machine and the Super Machine, defeated King Kong Bundy, Big John Studd, and Bobby Heenan.
The funniest three of the machines they were just talked about by Dave the other night.
Yeah.
I think they were...
Craig, name the machine.
Well, there was the Hulk machine, there was the Giant machine, there was the
machine. Okay. Of the three machines that Kurt Church just said, who were they?
I don't know. The big machine, the super machine.
The Hyper machine was?
Okay, hold on, I'm sure you know who was the Giant machine in real life, Craig.
It was the only time I ever got to see Andre the Giant wrestle live was when he was under a hood.
All right. Now, who was the other machine, not the Hulk machine, in real life?
Oh, gosh. Was it one of the Demolition guys?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I always forget their names.
You got two choices.
One of the Demolition.
Yeah.
It was one of the Demolition guys. That's all I can remember.
Matt Superstore, Bill Eady.
Okay, cool.
You should have known that, Greg. I'm probably disappointed in you.
I know. It was one of the Demolition guys. Jeez. Give me some slack, Eddie.
The other one was Black Jack Mulligan.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I wouldn't have got that. I wouldn't even come close to that.
And here's a couple more we'll do real quick. ECW Arena, September 16, 1995, for Gangsta's Paradise.
This is a good one.
Bull Payne defeated Tony Stetson.
Yes, he did.
Dudley and Dances with Dudley defeated Chad Austin and Donnie Allen. What stupid fucking names.
Dances with Dudley was the Indian Dudley.
Yeah, he's the one that Dujack beat the shit out of.
That's
time
right.
For real. Hackmeyer beat J.T. Smith via count out. They did count outs back then?
Sure.
I didn't think they had any rules.
J.T. Smith was an absolute klutz, and every time he would get in the ring, he would fall down. He would go to the top rope, and he would slip off the top rope and fall to a table down below. He's the one
that hit his head one time. There was like this big hematoma sticking out of his head. It was like the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And Mike Austin almost killed him on one of those dives.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Jason teamed with the Eliminators, and they defeated Taz and Ricky and Scott Steiner.
Hmm. Travesty of justice.
They couldn't get. He was substituted for Two Cold Scorpio. I don't know why he went in the match. It would have been much better if he was.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an awesome match. Pitbulls defeated Raven and Stevie Richards in best 2 out of 3 falls, a dog collar match.
This was a phenomenal match.
That was a double dog collar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think
it was so good.
Now, let me run down these falls real quick. In fall number one, Raven pinned Pitbull number two, falling pile driver through the table. It was a real pile driver through a table. They literally think there was just like a hole in the middle of the table where they went through.
Yeah.
And then fall number two, both challengers pinned Richards after a power bomb off the top through a table. Mm. Was that Raven that they fucked that one up on one time? And
yes, he hit his head on the corner of the table. That was ridiculous.
Boy, I'd have been right to hell about that one. Oh. Fall number three, both challengers pinned both champions following a power bomb on top of one another. The Pitbulls originally won the third fall when Raven was pinned after Tommy Dreamer interfered and hit Raven with a DDT. Yeah, I think one of the Pitbulls got carried out or something, got hurt, and Tommy Dreamer came in to take his place. And this was actually the first time ever Tommy Dreamer pinned Raven, but it didn't count because he wasn't
in
the match. And that was when they did the stuff with Bill Alfonso when he was, he was like with the commission or something as a heel ref.
Yeah,
like going to shut the promotion down or something like that. And so he came out, and then the other Pitbull came out, and they won the titles. But, yeah, good stuff. And Rey Mysterio Jr. pinned Psychosis with a Hurricane Rana off the top. And this was their ECW debut. And Mikey Whipwreck and the Public Enemy defeated the Sandman, Too Cold Scorpio, and New Jack in a steel cage match. I don't know why Mustafa was not there. It was probably something legal going on. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy. Real quick, Fort Worth, Texas, I think it was September 29, 1986, for World Class. Crusher Yurkoff of Bam Bam Bigelow pinned the Mighty Zulu, who was a big black man. Mike Bondurant defeated Rick Rude, which sounds disgusting.
What? Is Rick Rude lucky to even be in the ring with Mike Bondurant?
Oh, fuck that. Matt Bourne defeated Bart Badden. Black Bart defeated Chris Youngblood. Steve Simpson beat Spike Johnson. I have the matches, but there's no results, but they had two other matches, Brad Batten against Joe LeDuc, and Kevin Lance and Mike Von Erich. Yes, they had to get Lance. Too many people were dying. And Bruiser Brody defeated, or they faced Black Bart, Buzz Sawyer, Matt Bourne, and Spike Johnson in a Texas Tornado match.
That must have been a hard-hitting match.
And the final card is the Battle of the Belts 3 in Daytona Beach, Florida. For Florida promotion, Tyree Pride defeated the Cuban Assassin. U.S. Tag Champs, the Fabulous Ones, defeated the Sheepherders. The White Ninja pinned Tim Horner to win the U.S. Junior Heavyweight title. You know who the White Ninja was?
Yeah, he was that guy that was on the G.I. Joe cartoon with Cobra. Yeah, he was the White Ninja.
Storm Shadow, dude. Storm Shadow, Cole.
Oh, my bad.
This was the Great Muta.
Oh, really?
In the United States.
I'm good time.
You should have known that. Right?
I know.
It was a black ninja in Texas.
Sure. The super black ninja, because he was super too.
Yeah.
He was super until he ran into Kevin Von Erich and got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Yes.
He wore a cape or something when he was a super black ninja.
Great Muta was better than all the Von Erichs. AWA World Champion Nick Bockwinkel defeated Kendo Nagasaki by DQ. Why would you bring Nick Bockwinkel and have him face Kendo Nagasaki? That sounds like
a ball people.
The Road Warriors defeated Ed the Bull Gantner and Kareem Muhammad.
Who?
Kareem Muhammad.
Ray
Candy,
dude. Ray Candy, that's who. One half
Kareem
of the Zambuli.
The name that they've given him. He didn't want the slave name of Ray Candy anymore, so he became Kareem Muhammad. So anyway, Kendall Windham defeated the Bahamas champion. They had a champ for the Bahamas back here in Florida. Yeah, that was
the Bahamas champion.
I wish I could be the champ for the Bahamas. I just lay around in the cabana all day, having somebody fan me, bringing me drinks with umbrellas in them. That sounds awesome.
Trivia note, Chris Champion got locked up for diddling a child back in 1990.
Okay.
Twice.
Wait, I missed it, though. Who was the Caribbean champion?
Chris Champion.
Oh, Chris
Champion. He was the Bahamas champion.
The Bahamas
Chris champion.
Was
the Bahamas champion.
He also played
fucking awesome.
He also played Cowabunga, the Ninja Turtle.
and he was Yoshi Kwan.
But most importantly, he was one half of the New Breed, the greatest tag team ever.
God, they were horrible. They came from the future, and they said in future Dusty Rhodes is the president. But they were back to rid all the wrongs or something like that. I don't know.
Dude, they had the greatest haircuts. They had the greatest haircuts in the history of pro fucking wrestling. The fucking dude that Chris Champion had, I can't even describe to you what it was. There were so many things involved in it, but it was awesome.
He did the crane technique to Rick Steiner one time, and Steiner took like a flip bump off of it. It was awesome. So last two matches here. Barry Windham beat Ron Bass to win the Florida title, and in a 2 out of 3 falls match, Ric Flair went to a draw with Lex Luger.
By the way, just completely off the record, it's 7:30 at my house. It's dark outside, and the ice cream man just drove by.
Huh.
It's like 50 degrees outside right now.
And I bet you just sent your son out there with $20 to go get you a bunch of ice cream.
Dude, if an ice cream man drives by at 7:30 in the evening, I'm not sending my child anywhere near him.
You know, there's ice cream that go until like 9 o'clock.
Anyway.
And do business.
Well, none of my business. Besides that, we haven't eaten dinner.
Maybe it's the end of the... You should have go out there. Maybe it's the end of the season sale. You get you a bunch of ice cream for half price.
Yes, we'll go run him down.
When I was little, we had the ice cream truck came around our neighborhood. It was the only place I ever got WWF ice cream ball.
I actually got one at the matches one time.
Oh, did you?
I got Jake the Snake. I want it home.
I don't see what the big deal about the ice cream board is. It's got Jake the Snake on it. He's going to eat it. Okay.
Right.
You're done. I see him bump?
Right.
Well, you
keep
go buy you a carton of a gallon of Bluebell and have a field day. There.
I guess ice cream is better or your pictures on it.
I don't know. I don't want to eat Randy Orton.
I would hope not.
I'd
like to eat Kelly Kelly. I'd eat the shit out of Kelly Kelly.
At least it's not those pizza prints, you know, where you can print like a photo on your pizza or some shit like that.
Really?
You ever seen those?
No.
Oh, I'd love to see my face in pepperoni.
You're gluten free.
How the hell is a pizza gluten free?
That's just what they said.
Well, it's just
out
of the crust.
Them on the website.
Oh my gosh.
There's fucking flour and shit in the pizza. It's not gluten free.
I want to apologize for the show this week.
I just
want to
tell him what I'm just telling you what the thing said.
Well, I sure hell don't want to eat no gluten-free pizza. That's for damn sure.
Maybe he would be a bit smaller if you did.
Yeah.
And fuck you, bitch.
Can we close the show now? This is stupid.
Absolutely. I'm going to go watch the Avengers and eat Chinese food.
All right, well, hopefully... Well, do we have anything planned for next week? What?
Let's do a show on World Class next week and talk about all of Von Erichs that died.
That's fine with me.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Figure out something. I'll let you pick the topic next week. Yet it better not involve women's wrestling or I'm not showing up.
It might involve
Von Erichs.
Whatever
you want to talk about.
Well, okay, well, I'm sure it'll be easy to find a topic that we can talk about for 90 minutes next week. So come back next week. Craig's going to be unprofessional and miss the show. So this will be me and Contreras. And we'll talk about something. So we'll talk to everybody next week. So see you then.
Sorry.